in the context of the scripture where, amen, praise God, we are in, amen, praise God, 1 Chronicles, amen, chapter number 29, amen, we know the, amen, praise God, the circumstances that David had a mind toward God. Amen, praise God. One of the things sometimes that, amen, praise God, touches our heart concerning David is not only, we believe, amen, praise God, was he a man after God's own heart, because, amen, praise God, he was one quick to acknowledge error and sin repent. Can you say amen? But, amen, praise God. But David also was a one, the individual, praise God, whose mind thought on God. Amen, praise God. And I say that from the position of a lot of us think on God in the terms of what God can do for us. When we think on God, we're thinking, amen, on how he can make a way for us and how he can deliver us and how he can, amen, open doors, praise God, and work in our behalf to bring blessings into our life. And while there is nothing at all wrong with thinking concerning, praise God, what God is able to do for us, because it's his good pleasure to bless us. He tells us in the word of God, fear not, little flock, for it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And so God is about blessing his people. Amen, praise God. He has no reservation, yes, praise God, for doing good to them that belong to him. God takes pleasure in his people, and he doesn't mind blessing us, and his hand is always open toward us. He wants us to come to him and to ask, hallelujah, amen, that he might show, amen, us his graciousness, his kindness, amen, and his power to bless. And his power to bless is not limited to circumstances that are operating around us. It doesn't matter, praise God, where you are. God can still bless you. Amen. Praise God, when nothing else can reach you, the blessing of God can find you. Our God is able, praise God, to even command a blessing upon your life. And so, praise God, it is not unusual, praise God, that we are pray to God that God might bless us and that God might give unto us. Can you say amen? Along with those kind of prayers, David had another perspective. Why? Because he was concerned about God. How many know, praise God, God don't need nothing because he gives everything to us. Can you say amen? Anything, praise God, that you have, amen, praise God, you've received it, amen, because, amen, everything in this world belongs to God. The Bible declares that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So everything in the world belongs to God, the gold, the silver, amen, everything, all the wood, the timber, the flowers, praise God, everything in the earth belongs to God. Can we say amen? So whenever we give God, we are not literally giving God. We are giving back of a portion of what has been given to us by God. Because if God didn't give you, you wouldn't have nothing. And if he didn't give you life, you wouldn't have life. And if he didn't give you eternal life, there would be no eternal life. Can you say amen? But David, still being knowledgeable of all of these things, has a concern that he wants to give back to God. Can you say amen? And so what David recognizes is that God had, amen, praise God, given him victory over his enemies. God had established a kingdom under him. God had allowed him, praise God, to dwell, praise praise God, in, amen, praise God, a castle in the Mount Zion. Can you say amen? And he was in, amen, the seal, the houses, that is, praise God, the ceilings of cedar wood, and amen, praise God, and those precious woods and adornments of his house, praise God. David was comfortable. Can you say amen? Amen. But David was not resting in the comfort of his house without thinking about God. Can you say amen? And so David began to consider that I, amen, dwell in this house, amen, but still the, amen, ark of God, amen, praise God, and the presence of God is still in a tent. And I'm in this fine house, and I just can't be comfortable in this fine house, knowing, praise God, that God is still in a tent. You ought to give God a praise. Can you say amen? So it came into the heart of David that I want to build God a house. I want to give him, praise God, a dwelling place. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. I don't want God to be moving, amen, from place to place any longer. After all, we've arrived at the promised land. Amen, praise God. And even though the priest, amen, praise God, of the Levites needed to bear, amen, the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant as we wandered, as Israel wandered through the wilderness, they had come to the place of their destination, a inn, if you please, of wandering. They had arrived, amen, at Canaan. But from all of that time to the time of David, amen, praise God, no other, amen, praise God, change had been made. And David reasoned, it's time to build God a house. Amen, praise God, a place of permanence, a place where he will be, where he might put his name there eternally. You ought to give God a praise. Yes. My point being that David fought on God. Yes. And because David fought on God, he desired to build him a house. But God would not allow David to build him a house because he was a man of war. Amen, praise God. He had shed much blood. And so, amen, praise God, God let David know that you can't build a house. Amen, praise God. But I will allow your son, Solomon, to build a house. How many times, praise God, when, praise God, God, amen, tells us that I'm not going to give you your desire, but I'm going to pass that desire through you on to somebody else. Sometimes, amen, we are like, amen, praise God, Cain, who, if God don't accept what I want to give him, then I don't want to give him nothing. Can you say amen? But we need to be of the mind of David, amen, praise God, that just because I can't do it myself, it let it still be done for the glory of God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I ain't got to do it. If you can do it, I can help you do it. Amen, for the glory of God. Tell your other neighbor, I ain't got to do it. But if you can do it, I can help you do it for the glory of God. Guess what? Because it's all about the glory of God. Tell your neighbor, it's for the Lord. Can you say amen? The reason I'm here today, the reason I brought my praise, the reason I dressed up, came here, amen, not for you. I came for the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I came to praise him. I came to magnify him. I came to give him the glory, because I realize what he's done for me. Anybody realize what the Lord has already done for me? Hallelujah. Praise our God. I don't mind putting on some glad rags, because I had some sad rags. Can you say amen? But I turned in my ashes and I got some beauty. You can praise him today. Anybody turn your ashes in? And when you turn your ashes in, you get beauty. And when God gives you beauty, you know how it is. When you got something beautiful, you start striving.
Can you say amen? You don't take that beautiful dress and hide it in the closet. Can you say amen? Amen. Sometimes you might say, I'm holding this for a special occasion. Can you say amen? Because when that special occasion arises, I'm going to walk in there. Can you say amen? With what I've been blessed to receive. Can we say amen? Sometimes we can't even wait to the special occasion. It's so beautiful. It's so good. I want somebody to share in this beauty with me. I want somebody to rejoice with me. Brother Emmanuel said, David said in the 34th Psalm, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Anybody feel like praising him? Anybody feel like praising him? Hallelujah. Remember, you always got to praise God in spite of. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the world ain't going to get out your way. Amen. Your trouble ain't going to sit down. But you got to praise God in spite of. Can you say amen? Yeah, I see the mountain, but I still got to praise. Yeah. No, I ain't out the valley yet, but I still gotta pray. May have to cry sometimes, but every now and then, between my tears, you're gonna see me pray. Hallelujah, praise him. Hallelujah, my mind is already made up. I know what I owe God, and what I owe him, I can't pay him. Can you say amen? I owe him more than I pay him, but what I'm able to do is give him some praise. What I'm able to do is tell him thank you. What I'm able to do is magnify him. Tell your neighbor it's for the Lord. It's for the Lord. Tell your neighbor it's for the Lord. God, it's for the glory of God. And so David was not satisfied, amen, praise God, amen, to just let his son Solomon do it. Are y'all hearing me?
I'm telling you.
Amen. Sometimes, amen, we say, well, if you want to do it, go ahead. Amen. But you ain't helping. Can you say that you need it? You want to do it, go ahead. But you ain't helping. But David was not satisfied to just let Solomon do it. Are y'all hearing me? He wasn't just satisfied. Why? Because this thing was in his heart. Can you say amen? It was in David's heart. Hello, somebody. He wanted to do this for the Lord. And when you want to do something for God, it don't matter. If it get in your heart, hallelujah. Satisfied, amen, praise God, to let Solomon build a house for the Lord. But he made up in his mind, I'm going to put up the stuff that Solomon going to need. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? I'm going to get enough gold together. I'm going to get enough silver together. I'm going to make iron for the nails. Can you say amen? I'm going to get brass, amen, in abundance, without multitude. I'm going to lay up everything. Amen. That Solomon would need. Amen. And God gave David the plan. Can you say amen? So Solomon didn't need to work out no plans for the house because God gave it to David. Can you say amen? Solomon didn't need to gather the material together. Amen. For the house because David had laid it up. Are y'all hearing me? Sometimes all we gotta do is give God the praise. Can you say amen? Sometimes God has been so good to us to make a way out of no way that when we finally arrive on the scene, all we gotta do is give him the praise and give him the glory. Can you say amen? And magnify him. Can you say amen? When I got here, amen, the Lord had already hung on Calvary. He'd already shed his blood. He had already made provision for me to live and not when you got here. Can you say amen? He had already been to the hill on Golgotha. He had already shed his blood. He had already made a way for you. All you had to do, all I had to do, was come to God. And God said, come on. If you're laboring, if you're burning, if you're heavy laden, come to me. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, all you had to do was come. Can you say amen? It didn't matter what amen condition you were in, for God had already decreed, if you will, in your mind, to come unto me. There is nothing that can hold you back. I don't care how the devil don't like you. Can you say amen? I don't care how the circumstances may be against you. To be redeemed. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Tell your neighbor, I came to the Lord to be redeemed. Can you say amen? When I signed up as a soldier in the army of the Lord. Hello, somebody. Anybody know when God filled you with the Holy Ghost? Amen. You signed up to do warfare. Amen. Don't think you in here. Amen. And ain't got to fight. Everybody in here. You got to fight. You got to fight to hold to your testimony. You got to fight. Amen. To walk with him. You got to fight discouragement. Sometimes you got to fight. Because when God bless you too good, your head begins to get too big. Can you say amen? Here and a fight over there, a fight in front of you, a fight behind you, a fight, a fight, a fight, a fight. But God already said, fight, but don't think you're fighting alone. Amen. I'm gonna fight with you. In the time of trouble, call me. Tell your neighbor, I ain't got to look for no trouble. If I want, I ain't got to go to the yard. I ain't got to go to the well to the end of night. Tell somebody, but I got a friend that told me that if I was in trouble, I would call him. And you know what he said? Call on me. Look at you in your condition and say, No, God don't do that. Can you say amen? Amen. He don't come to show up and throw his hands up. Can you say amen? But he comes to deliver. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you could get yourself out, you wouldn't need it. But you can't handle it. Amen. It on your own. Show up to deliver you. Can you say amen? Look, he didn't ask for no help in delivering. Can you say amen? He said, I will deliver. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor you ain't got to help God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor he's God. He can do it all by himself. He don't need no help. gotta praise me. You just gotta give me the glory. You just gotta magnify and glorify and magnify and glorify and magnify.
Lord.
We got the thing to do.
Wonderful
Savior. That is to give God the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. The redeemed of the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. They don't want to say so now.
They
don't want to shout it from the roof. But they don't want to tell somebody that the God that I serve, He brought me out. He made a way. He delivered. Amen. It's still true. Jesus is my deliverer. Can you say amen? He was my deliverer before I knew how to form his name on my lips. He was already my deliverer. And since I've come to know who he is, he's still my deliverer. He's my deliverer. So praise God, the redeemed have to praise him. Can you say amen? Why you praising him? Because I've been delivered. Why you praising him? Because he loved me like he loved me. Nobody else could love me like he loved me. Amen. Praise God. Zeal is about enthusiasm. Can you say amen? Sometimes, amen, amen, heaven is looking at us. Heaven don't even need redemption. Are y'all hearing me? And when I'm referencing heaven in this context, I'm talking about the angels of the Lord. Can you say amen? They don't need redemption. They already made their choice. They stand with God. They already praise him. They already give him the glory. Can you say amen? But you and I, because of Adam, amen, we needed a redeemer. We needed somebody to get us out of where we were. And if it had not been for God, we would have no hope. Can you say amen? Your point being, elder, is that heaven praises him. They give God the glory. Can you say amen? Sometimes they look at us and see God did more for us. Can you say amen? Or they were never in sin. Can you say amen? But God came into a sin-cursed world and took that sin upon his own shoulders. Now y'all better praise him. He became a sin bearer for your sin and for mine. Even he allowed himself to be cursed so that we could be blessed. Amen. Can you say thank you, Jesus? In other words, there is no moment in the day when you don't owe him a praise. I did that, that's enough. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Wave my hand, that's enough. I did shout hallelujah a couple of times. That's enough. Can you say, shh, that's enough. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But I want you to look at what David did. After he had prepared all of this for God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Laid up. Amen. Praise God. Now listen, now take note. It wasn't no house built yet.
No.
It wasn't no house. But he set his affection upon a house. It wasn't even built yet. But David put his heart and his love and his affection on a house that didn't even yet exist. Can you say that?
Wonderful.
after he had laid up the gold and the silver and the iron and the brass. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You know what, David said? It ain't enough.
No.
Yeah, can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. I done brought the stuff. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That's been gained from war that we dedicated to God. Amen. Praise God. All of the other wealth of Israel has been brought. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But David said, I haven't given of my own. Can you say thank you? He was the king. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And he had laid up all the stuff for God. But amen, praise God. But he made decision, that ain't enough. Out of my own wealth, I'm going to give God half of my because his love was and his affection was toward the house of God. Can you say amen? We are hard sometimes to get folk to give their own time to the house of the Lord. Can you say amen? Forget about the gold. Forget about the silver. Forget about the grains. They don't even want to give their own time. Can you say amen? Not knowing that just like the gold, just like the silver, just like the brass, just like the iron, it don't belong to them. Your time ain't your time. Can you say amen? Your time don't belong to you. Because God gave you that time. Can you say amen? The time belongs to God. And if God decides, amen, that's all the time you got, guess what? You ain't gonna get no more time. Can you say amen? So then, praise God. I heard the psalmist say, teach us to number our days that we might apply our heart to wisdom. Can you say amen? Wisdom is, amen, recognizing how good God has been to you. Can you say amen? David recognized. He had an affection. He had a love for the house of God. Amen. Praise God. I know the building is just brick and mortar, but it's where we come to worship. Can you say amen? I know, praise God, it's just cloth and wood and benches, but it's where we come to worship. And where we come to worship is about the God that we worship. Can you say amen? And so it was for David, because of his love for God, he set his affection on the house of God and made the decision that it ain't enough, amen, to give, amen, from the perspective of the nation, but I gotta give of myself. Anybody realize that God wants something from you? Can you say amen? Put your hand on your body and say, Lord, you are expecting something from me. Can you say amen? You gave me life. You gave me breath. You called me in my right mind. You enabled me to get up and to walk and to talk. You are expecting something from me. Can you say amen? And amen. Praise God. And so, after David, praise God, had given, praise God, amen, from the wealth of Israel, he reached, as it were, into his own pocket.
That's what I'm talking about.
Can you say amen?
And
he brought out his own gold, his own silver. Can you say amen? He brought out that he had acquired, amen, for himself, that was his personal wealth. And he took of his personal wealth, can you say amen, and put it with, amen, praise God, the other. Why? Because his affection was turned toward the house of the Lord. Can you say amen? And so it is, praise God, amen, we see what love for God will do. It will move you. It will motivate you. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? If you love him, amen, your heart will be willing. Can you say amen? We talk often of obedience, but something go with obedience. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you need to be willing and obedient. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? But there need to be a motivation in your heart. Why you do? You don't love the Lord. And because I love him, I'm willing to serve him. And David challenged, who among you, amen, is of a willing heart to give unto the Lord? Can you say amen? A question that rests even on our time and our generation. Who among you is willing to give unto the Lord? It ain't always about money. Can you say amen? It was enough just to show up, but it ain't enough just to show up. You gotta divest of yourself and invest of yourself into the praises of God. Tell your neighbor you ought to do more than wave your hand every once in a while. You ought to do more than shout hallelujah every once in a while. But every now and then, you ought to stand up on your feet and tell God, I'm thanking you. Hallelujah. Every now and then, you ought to lift your voice to heaven and tell God, Lord, I know if it had not been for your grace and for your mercy, I would not be here. Every now and then, we need to get up. The sheep and the oxen for the sacrifice. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They allowed, amen, praise God, that they were going to give to become more important to whom they were giving it to. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, we ain't never allowed what we're about to give to be more important than who we give it to. Tell your neighbor again, we can never allow what we're about to give to become more important than who we give it to. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? What are you saying? I want you to put your hands together. I want you to glorify him. But it ain't just about that. Amen, pray God. It's got to come from a heart of appreciation. It's got to come from a heart that recognizes. It's got to come from a heart that is a stand up. turn the tables over.
Oh, my God.
Turn the tables over.
Yes, Lord.
Throw the money changer's man in the money on the floor. You get a man in coins rolling every which way. And you say, thank you, Jesus. He got a short whip. See, a short whip, he couldn't hit the two or three rows back. But the short whip, he had to come up close. Can you say, thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Lord.
He was dropping them out. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because you got the wrong purpose.
I'm telling you.
Amen. Praise God. You didn't change your purpose. This ain't why you're coming to the house.
No.
You don't come here.
I'm telling you.
Look like
no, you don't.
All hope is gone.
No, you don't.
If you feel like all hope is gone, you don't look like him.
I'm telling you.
Amen. Praise God. Because, amen. Praise God. God wants to. Yes. Amen. Praise God. To see that you're trusting
you
to make a way in it. You say, thank you, Jesus. If you feel like you're tired, you don't act like
go ahead.
Can you say, thank you, Jesus. If you're hurt, it don't make no difference. I'm still going crazy. The reason I came was to give him the glory. What you doing? No, I come to tell God I know what you're doing. Can you say amen? I know you're making a way out of the way. Turn the tables over. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Why? Because they had changed the function of the house. Can you say amen? There wasn't nobody praying because they was focused on too many other stuff. Can you say amen? Don't come up in here with your mind every which way. Can you say amen? Focus on too much other stuff. You come to give God the glory. This is God's time to magnify him, to give him the glory. Can you say amen? We don't want to give him no extra time. It's bad enough. But then when we come to the time to set apart for him, we don't want to give his own.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And so our hearts should be, amen, praise God, in the place, amen, praise God, to give God praise. Let me tell you, I'm going to get ready to stop. Let me praise you. They got driven out. They change purpose.
Oh, have mercy.
All you keep coming. Hey.
Okay,
and not praising.
Hey.
Yeah. Keep coming. Yeah. And not giving him the glory.
Okay.
Keep coming.
Go ahead.
And not magnifying his name.
Go ahead.
And you're going to fall right out that door.
Go ahead.
Right
go
out
the
door.
Yes.
We say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Listen. Amen. The psalmist said, amen. Praise God. That, amen. Praise God. The sinner shall not stand in the congregation.
That's right.
When all of us be praising God, and you can't get your praise in, you go find you a priest.
Yeah.
Borrow a priest. Stand with somebody. Put your arm around him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why? Because if it came up, you're going to get driven out of the door. There ain't going to be no room for you. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God. You're going to get disheartened. You're going to get depressed. You're going to get discouraged. You ain't going to want to do it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Next thing you know, you'll be out there wondering how you got out there. I'm telling you, don't try to change the function.
Yes,
when you come here, it's to worship.
Hey.
When you come here, it's to give him the praise.
Lord.
And if your body don't want to cooperate, hook your body up.
That's right.
If your mind don't want to cooperate, hook your mind. If your friend don't want to cooperate, tell him to shut up. Be still. But I need to hear. That's not in line with God.
Amen.
There needs to be a zeal
yes,
for the house of God.
Thank you.
Yes,
the subject today is the zeal of thy house.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
The scripture said the zeal of thy house in Psalms 69:9. Amen. Praise God. I said it eaten me up.
Yes.
Eaten me up. Eaten me up. That means it's taken you over.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
It's true.
Oh, to God. Would to God. Would to God that the zeal of the house of God would just take us
over.
Just take us over.
Lord.
Amen. We can't even always sing the song no more. Oh, folks, you see, I feel it in my hand. I feel it all over. And we stuck in the hand. More likely stuck in the fingers. I feel them in my fingers. Oh, no, I feel them in my little fingers. Yes, Lord, help us all.
I'm telling you.
Help us all. The zeal has eaten us up. Pray that we get there. Pray that we become fans of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Not just a spectator, but amen, involved in the worship of God. Because that's what's going to strengthen
you. Yes, Lord.
The joy of the Lord will be your strength.
Thank you.
And the more you involve yourself in the worship of God, the more you find joy in God, the stronger you will be. Can you say thank you, Jesus? This medicine ain't to be taken, amen, praise God, just a little bit of time.
No.
Amen. I got to wait till next Sunday take another dose. Can you say thank you? Tell you, this medicine ain't like it. This medicine ain't like it.
No.
Say thank you, Jesus. Hey, I got to break the pill in hand.
No.
Because I might take too much, I might overdose.
Devil is a liar.
This medicine ain't like that.
No way.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. No, you can take this medicine on a Monday night.
I'm telling you.
You can take it on a Friday night.
I'm telling you.
You can take it on a Sunday. And you can take it any other time that your knees bow in glory.
Hallelujah.
And you ain't limited on
no,
dose.
No, I love it.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? I dare you to take too much.
I dare you.
Because you're going to get high.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Because you're going to get high. You're going to get high.
Can
you say thank you, Jesus? Go ahead. I dare you.
Go ahead.
Can you say thank you to keep praying? Keep giving them the glory. Keep on magnifying his name. You're going to get high. And you'll say thank you. You'll be raising up all above your trouble. You're going to get higher than your problem. You're going to get higher than your ache. Higher than your pain. You're going to be rising up. Giving God the glory. The zeal.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
For God took them out because he declared my house is to be called a house.
It's true.
For all people. But you have made it a den of thieves.
Hallelujah. Help, Lord.
Don't take away from God.
Help, Lord.
What do him? Tell your neighbor, don't take away from God.
Help, Lord.
What's do him?
What's do him?
Tell your other neighbor, don't take away from God. What is do him?
Help, Lord.
Y'all think only way you can rob God and tithes it on
him? No.
Let me tell you. Amen. You owe him a praise. You owe him glory. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So amen, praise God. It ain't just the tithes.
No.
You owe him some more.
Yes.
And they say, you owe him your very life. Last time I checked, the Lord and God, God told me it was in him we live. In him we
move. I'm telling you.
And in him we have our being. It's all in him.
Scripture.
And outside of him, you in trouble.
You're in trouble.
Can you say,
God, my God.
So, amen. Praise God.
Don't make this no den of thieves. Don't rob God. Amen. Praise God. Don't take his time from him. Amen. Praise God. He gave you time. Amen. Praise God. And what's set aside to worship, that ain't all he's due. Amen. Praise God. God is gracious, so he takes that because he don't make you. Can you say amen? But he wants you to appreciate the time he gave you so you can give him something. Can you say amen? And especially when you come to God. It's time to praise and to magnify God. So let it be said of you. Let it be said of me. The zeal of thy house, it hath eaten me up. God bless you.
Beautiful.
I'm going to praise you. If there be one.